When one's husband was a detective chief inspector at Scotland Yard, liable to be called to the outer reaches of the kingdom at a moment's notice. She picked up the daffodil stand, sat down on the chair by the hall table, and put the receiver to her ear. Tom?
Afternoon, Mrs. Fletcher. How's my godson?
Screaming for Dada. Healthy lungs. But I assume he won't be seeing him for a while.
The chief will have to tell you about that. Can you hold on half a mo, please? He's on the other telephone.
Of course. How's Mrs. Tring?
Blooming.
D.S. Tring adored his wife, a large woman, though not as large as Tom. That didn't stop his having a wonderful way with female servants when he needed to extract information.
And Miss Miranda?
Likewise. Her vocabulary grows by leaps and bounds. Not quite up to yours yet.
I'll have to look to my laurels.
Daisy pictured his luxuriant moustache twitching as he grinned. Belinda's pretty good too. It's her school sports day on Saturday. Oh no, don't tell me.
There's no way of knowing, Mrs. Fletcher. He's the chief.
Alec? Darling, you're not going to miss Belle's sports day, are you?
I hope not. If we haven't made an arrest by then, I might be able to sneak away for the afternoon. Epping can't be more than 40 miles from Saffron Walden.
You're only going to Epping? I was afraid it might be Northumberland.
You always are, love. I can't think why.
Because it's so far away. But Epping, you'll come home for the night then.
Yes, but don't wait dinner for me.
Don't half the murderers in London bury bodies in Epping Forest?
It's often been considered a convenient spot.
Alec sounded amused. If that's where you're going, don't forget to take Wellington boots. It's still belting down.
The forecast's for a clearing trend tonight. Let's hope they're right for once.
Daisy jumped to the obvious conclusion. So you are going to dig up a body in Epping Forest?
3 of them. For a start. I'm only telling you because there's no conceivable way you can get yourself mixed up in this case.
Of course not. But do be careful, darling. I'd hate for the 4th body to be you.
No fear of that, love. I must run.
Should I tell Mrs. Dobson to leave something out for you?
No, I'll pick up a bite to eat somewhere. Coming, Tom.
He said goodbye and rang off. Daisy hung up. 3 bodies. Assuming they had all been killed by the same person. A madman. Or perhaps a member of an East End gang. There would be a lot of pressure on the police to arrest someone before another murder followed. Not that Alec didn't always clear up his cases as quickly as possible. Still, today was Wednesday. It didn't seem likely that he would be finished by Saturday, or even free to take an afternoon off. Poor Belinda. Though happy at school, she was so looking forward to seeing them. She would have to make do with her stepmother. Luckily, she was used to Daddy disappearing at unpredictable intervals. She had been a detective's daughter much longer than Daisy had been a detective's wife. The twins had yet to learn. But if Daisy had married a man considered suitable by her mother, the Dowager Lady Dalrymple, no doubt he would have gone off hunting, shooting and fishing all over the country and spent much of the rest of his time striding across his acres, taking pot shots at rabbits and pigeons. She went back to the nursery. The twins rushed to her, jabbering. They really needed more exercise, but a glance at the window showed no sign of the promised clearing. A nice, noisy game would do. One look at Nurse Gilpin's face told her that was a battle she didn't want to fight. We'll play something quieter now. Bertha, would you untie Nana, please?
Yes'm.
The nursery maid went to fetch Miranda, who got there first. Daisy sat cross-legged.